This is KERA News. I'm Eric Austin. The family of Jordan Edwards, the black 15-year-old who was fatally shot by a police officer in Balch Springs, released a statement today. They describe Jordan as a loving child. As they prepare for Jordan's funeral, they also say they don't condone violence or threats made against the police department or other members of law enforcement. KERA's Bill Zeeble has been following the developments, and he joins me now for an update. Bill, thanks for taking the time.
You're welcome.
What else did the Edwards family say in the statement that was released?
Well, they said Jordan, who was a freshman at Mesquite High School, was a humble child who had a sharing spirit. They said the Jordan's brothers lost their best friend. They witnessed his death. The family calls it a violent, senseless murder. The family also says their young lives will be forever altered and that no one should witness such a horrific, unexplainable violence. The family members are also asking to be allowed space to grieve and that the community refrain from protests or marches, either in Jordan's name or in the family's name. And the family also says it does not condone any violence or threats made against the Balch Springs Police Department or any law enforcement agencies.
Let's review what happened on Saturday when Jordan was shot.
Well, Jordan was at a house party. Then there was some commotion, so he and his brothers got into a car. There were five of them all together, five teens. They were leaving as police were arriving to investigate an underage drinking complaint. The Balch Springs police chief, Jonathan Haber, initially said officers heard gunshots. And on Sunday, he said the car that Jordan was in backed down a street toward police. But on Monday, the chief reversed the story. He said the body cam video showed the car was moving away from police, moving forward. An officer shot at the moving vehicle. Jordan was shot through the passenger side window.
The attorney for Jordan Edwards' family has been speaking out quite a bit. What is he saying?
He's attorney Lee Merritt. He's handled civil rights-related cases, including the high-profile incident in Fort Worth last year involving Jacqueline Craig, who was arrested by an officer. That incident was videotaped, and the video went viral. Merritt wants the Balch Springs officer arrested, based only on the facts. Today, he talked with Sybil Wilkes, a co-host of Tom Joyner's Morning Show.
We do recognize a trend in the country of white officers taking the lives of black males or being careless or reckless with the lives of black males. And we think this fits into that narrative. But the race issue aside, this was a police officer who violated department procedures, who had no justification to shoot in a car full of teens. To fire multiple rounds into a moving vehicle was just the worst possible policing ever, but it was also a crime.
So what's the status of the investigation?
Well, the Dallas County Sheriff's Department and the Dallas County District Attorney's Office, the integrity unit there, they're both investigating.
That's KERA's Bill Zeeble. Bill, thanks so much.
You're welcome.